Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Twice Bitten, a Cascadia Wolves novel by Lauren Dane. Performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. The sun hadn't finished rising when Michelle's phone rang and jolted her from sleep. One bleary eye opened to look at the clock. 6. She'd only been off shift for 3 hours after working a nasty domestic violence case. It wasn't just physical exhaustion, but emotional that burned behind her eyes. But that was the way of it when you were a cop. Still, it had better not be her mother or anything less than an emergency. Reaching out, she managed to grab the phone without knocking everything off the bedside table. Slattery. Michelle, I'm sorry to wake you. It's Kathy. Allie? The sound of her best friend's mother's voice, the raw choke of Allie's name, brought Michelle upright immediately, her heart pounding. What? Is she all right?
She's missing.
This hit close to home, but she managed to get her work hat into place as she pulled out a pad and pen. Where are you?
I'm at her apartment. It's been broken into. There's...
Kathy lowered her voice.
There's mage energy here. It's wrong, like they said it would feel.
They being the visiting witches from Clan Owen in Seattle, who'd taught them some defensive magics against the mages who'd been attacking witches across the country. I'm getting dressed right now. I'll be there as soon as I can. We'll need to call this in as well. But let me get the magical stuff dealt with first. We'll find her, Kathy. Sit tight. I'm on my way. Michelle managed to brush her teeth while pulling her clothes on and brushing her hair up into a quick ponytail before rushing out the door. She still had her work vehicle, so she rushed over to Allie's place with the siren.